This is a Fox News alert. President Biden makes a surprise trip to Ukraine. I'm Dave Anthony.
This is really the most important visit or the whole history of Ukraine-U.S. relationship.
That's President Volodymyr Zelensky standing next to the president, who says his visit shows...
Democracy stands. The Americans stand with you, and the world stands with you.
Days before the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion.
But Russia's aim was to wipe Ukraine off the map. Putin's war of conquest is failing.
And the president detailed more American aid that'll be coming. He has since departed Kyiv, going to Poland, where he was supposed to fly tonight from Washington, but he left unannounced yesterday.
Spending about 5 hours on the ground here. There was some speculation he might try and come, but keep in mind, other presidents have visited war zones before, but often U.S. troops were on the ground, U.S. controlled the airspace. Not the case here, so certainly risky. He made two stops at least, the presidential palace where he met with Ukraine's President Zelensky, and also St. Michael's Monastery behind me where the two walked around and then laid a wreath in memoriam of some of the Ukrainian soldiers who've died in this war.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. The president will make a speech about our support for Ukraine tomorrow in Warsaw. Russian leader Vladimir Putin will also make a speech tomorrow as his military pushes a new offensive in eastern Ukraine and maybe getting help. China's top diplomat is in Moscow today amid reports China may send Russia weapons to use in the war. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with that foreign minister over the weekend and tells ABC's This Week.
It was important for me to share very clearly with Wang Yi that this would be a serious problem.
They're still looking for the gunman in Memphis in two shootings early yesterday that left one person dead, 10 injured. There was also a shooting late last night in New Orleans at a Mardi Gras parade. One person was killed, 4 injured. A suspect there is in custody. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Look at our top Fox News story. President Biden took a surprise trip to Ukraine to meet with its president, Volodymyr Zelensky, to show American support days before the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion. The president has since left, going to Poland. Now, it's a holiday here to honor all of our presidents, though it actually started as a tribute to our first commander-in-chief.
President's Day was first established in the 1800s to honor George Washington and is celebrated every year on the third Monday of February. The federal holiday's official name is Washington's Birthday, and government agencies and departments will be closed. It also affects hours for many banks, state and local government offices, and some public schools and universities. The date of the holiday changes each year in part because of the Uniform Holiday Bill of 1968 that mandates some holidays happen on a Monday to prevent midweek shutdowns and add long weekends to the federal calendar. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And on this holiday, there's no stock trading on Wall Street. Now to stock cars. NASCAR's most famous race went longer than ever. Double overtime last night, a record 212 laps because of two late crashes. And right after the last one, they declared the winner on Fox.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Daytona 500 winner.
Let's go!
Let me tell you, that's been a long time coming.
Stenhouse snapped a 199-race winless streak. At the NBA All-Star Game,
LeBron James had 13 points, including an explosive pass to himself off the backboard for a dunk, but he banged his hand on the rim in the first half and didn't play in the second. That opened the door for Jason Tatum.
Tatum, wow, a shooting clinic out here.
The Celtics wing at 55 points, including 27 in the third quarter and 10 three-pointers. He collects the game MVP honors, and he gets the win for his captain, Giannis Antetokounmpo, against LeBron, 184 to 175.
That's Tim McMaster. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.